So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Yeah, so we're starting now.
Okay. Good morning, or good evening, or welcome to this thing.
Welcome what to your doom.
Well, that's not encouraging. Welcome to, you know, the next hour of your life.
Yeah, so speaking of doom, right?
Okay.
Is like Victor Von Doom, is that the most ridiculous name of a comic
no,
person?
It's Latverian, okay? You know...
The hell... Oh... Right.
Speaking of racism, man, jeez, he doesn't come to your country.
Who was speaking of racism?
Tommy, you know, Victor Von Doom doesn't come to your country and make fun of your last name, you know?
Yeah, well, he probably would. He's a bad guy.
He's you know, but he's noble. He's principled, okay?
I guess I don't really know that much about him.
Yeah, and you're just going to go and make a judgment based on nothing. So I see what kind of world we're living in here. Yeah,
I'll say what the Nationals manager said about the Rays manager.
What did he say?
He doesn't know me from a hole in the hill.
A hole in the hill?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I got the quote over here somewhere.
Oh, you got it queued up?
Yeah. I wish I had a sound bite here, but we don't have that kind of technology.
Or a sound board.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you do sound board.
So he says, quote, this guy, by the way, the Nationals manager, he's like 80 years old.
Okay.
He goes, I didn't know him that well, but I thought he was a weird wuss anyway. I understand where he's coming from. His job as a manager is to protect the players, striking out at whoever he thinks is causing your players any grievance. So I understand where he's coming from, but he doesn't know me from a hole in the hill. Or I him, for that matter. But I do know the rule book, and I do try to follow it. I don't want to get in a shouting match with Joe. I looked him up on the internet and found out he has a tweeter, so he can get to more people than me. And I don't want to get in a shouting match with him. He's got a bigger following. But it was interesting reading. But you can tell him I have a doctorate of letters, too. Mine's from Loyola in Humanities, and I'm proud of that, too.
Okay. What prompted this?
The Rays manager was mad at Davey Johnson, the Nationals manager, because Davey Johnson... called out one of the Rays pitchers for having an illegal substance in his glove, and the pitcher got ejected. And so the Rays manager is like, "Man, that's a pussy move."
Nice. What was this illegal substance?
Pine tar.
Pine tar.
Yeah,
that does sound kind of illegal.
I don't really know what the hell it is.
Does that make it stick to your glove better?
I have no
What?
idea.
Why would that help? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Baseball's weird.
Yeah. Pine tar sounds like the kind of thing that you would have like in your cheek, not in your glove.
Ooh, I don't want that in my cheek.
It's gone in your cheek, man.
No.
Give me that cheek.
Maybe if I accidentally touch my cheek after touching the inside of my glove.
Well, are you cheating at baseball? In that case, I guess so.
Yeah, so I thought Dr. Octopus's real name was Octavius Ock.
But because everyone calls him Doc Ock.
Yeah. So it turns out that's not true.
I guess not.
So that just leaves Victor Von Doom.
What about him? Oh, it's the most ridiculous named villain.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Sinister?
Who the hell is that?
Another guy. Who's
What about Mr. Mister?
Mr. Mister?
The guy with the mister. He's
Like
going around misting people.
the psh, yeah, okay. Do I know him? Have we met?
Don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
What was I gonna say? What about Clown Nine?
Okay. Wait, what's his real name? It's like.
Hardy Laurel.
Right. Dude, oh my God. Fucking Clown Nine, man.
Can you believe how ugly his costume is? It's like,
Dude, everything about him,
is.
he's literally just a clown,
Yeah.
and he's just destroying
I
Spider-Man.
know. Where did he get all this equipment? He just had it somehow.
That stuffed Clown Nine shot at Peter was laughing gas.
Oh, get it! He's a clown! Is this better or
He's
worse than, a villain
Jesus
named?
says I can she's saying that with such a straight face too. But like,
I
come
don't
on, you just said Clown Nine.
have the. I mean, do you remember, the rationale for this name? That he, when I wear this suit, I'll be on Cloud Nine, so I'll call myself Clown Nine. And then what, he had like eight little balloon versions of himself, so
My
he must
God.
be Clown Nine.
So cool. So
That
cool.
didn't.
So
And then
cool.
when he
I
just
hope
like.
Spider-Man dies and the whole comic strip just becomes Clown Nine.
From outer space. And then how did he just like drive that car into the theater? It doesn't make any sense.
They
It's
don't have handicapped ramps in
just.
Broadway.
I mean, how did he like get in? What about the usher? I mean, I guess he could
Dude, no usher can stand in the way
have.
of
Clown Nine.
Clown Nine.
His suit, it's like, what is that mask? It's like spikes on it or something. What's
Also, what's the point of like dressing up in a suit and like, having this whole alter ego if everyone knows
the.
exactly who he is?
Because he's on this way, he gets to be on Cloud Nine. That's how great it is.
Also, what was the point of those like TV guys?
Which
I guess the whole strip like centers around TV. But
this
oh, it's going out live.
yeah
We'll get all the ratings.
and they're like someone was looking forward to getting paid a lot, but you're already filming, why would they pay you more?
Why would they be filming a play anyway?
Yeah, why would
Is
they?
that even allowed?
I think it's allowed. And so they get DVDs of plays.
Like, so people were just gonna turn on the news, and we'll go live to Jim Buffery
Yeah.
reporting from whatever stupid play MJ is in.
Right. Well, it's big news because Jericho Brand is the lead actor now. And
Oh, that's right,
I have
that's
to say,
right.
he learned his lines pretty quickly. Didn't they like just bring him in like yesterday?
He's a professional.
He's a professional. That's it. He's very charming. He looks a little bit like Tony Stark. Blonde hair. That guy's pretty charming. But
So, yeah.
yeah,
Is
he's just a clown with like a thing that shoots water, like a clown would have.
Yeah.
Like he can blow himself up really big or something. And then he had another suit on underneath. Spider-Man seemed kind of incredulous about that.
And he's got laughing
He's got
gas.
laughing gas. Psh, Yeah, and Spider-Man's webs, I mean, they used to be, I feel like, pretty strong. They used to be able to contain...
I mean, I don't know. You can try and look up when's the last time that happened.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was at least, like, 2 decades ago.
Right.
Wait, and then he just leaves after that?
Who?
Clown 9.
Did it? I didn't...
Just drives off.
I didn't see that yet.
And Spider-Man is just... Is just...
He's just
it's just like, just standing there cracking up.
Because that's what happens when you inhale laughing gas.
Like he, yeah, like Spider-Man's not even able to follow him because he's just standing there laughing.
See, that was Clown 9's goal. He just wanted to be laughed with. Yeah. I think he met his point. You know, he's done. He ruined the play.
I mean.
It's maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Grass-oriented little... Why is it a duck?
Why is it a duck? I don't know. I feel like the phrase clown car has like a pretty well-defined, you know, type of car.
Right.
And it's not a duck.
I don't think any car is a duck. Maybe one of those duck boats.
Yeah, they have those in Seattle. All the license plates say like duck 14 or like, you know, duck 9. Not to use that number, but then, you know, do you think there's, like, some dick out there who just, like, you know, took Duck 11, but, like, God damn it, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible. Like, so, in Boston, all the duck boats have, I almost said clown boats.
Yeah.
It's a clown question, bro. Yeah, they all have cool names.
Uh-huh.
Like... Penelope Prue, and Haymarket Hannah, and Tub of the Hub, and Red Sox Nathan, and Symphony Sarah, Symphony Hal, because Symphony Hall, South End Sarah, I think the best one is Miss Emma Science.
I don't think I get it.
For the... Museum of Science.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But, you know.
Frog Pond Lily.
Oh, I like that one. That's a lot of different duck car boats that you...
Did I mention Tub of the Hub? Dude, there's like so many of them.
How do you know all of them? Have you been on them?
I've never been on one. But their names are painted on the side.
Right. So you just see them around town.
They all have different cool paint schemes. There's aquarium something.
Aquarium? Yeah. Aquarium Joe?
It's like something alliterative. Alliterative.
Aquarium.
Anyway, Miss Emma Science is obviously.
Yeah.
Let's go to break.
Oh, okay. Let's go to break.
Ride the Ducks of Seattle, one of the fastest growing attractions in the Northwest. It's a party on wheels that floats. If you haven't seen Seattle from a duck, then you haven't seen Seattle. Voted one of the must-dos in the city. Call 206-441-DUCK.
Feel like I'm back. So I don't know. This whole Don Weston going to Italy thing is also pretty ridiculous.
It's no Clown 9.
I mean, okay. I mean, yeah, obviously that's the most ridiculous thing happening. Actually...
Well, Judge Parker.
Oh, no, that's... Well, maybe it will be, but right now I'm bored.
And there's going to be some ridiculous, like, weather shit.
Well, obviously this guy's going to die, right?
No, I think he's not going to die. Why would he die?
Because they keep saying things about, like, you know, this will all go to her when I'm gone, or and he said like something else, yeah, something else too. I forget. Who's gonna die?
Maybe. I just thought he was gonna almost die, and Judge Parker was gonna save him, and then the guy was gonna give Judge Parker like all the money.
Wait, is this actually Judge Parker right now, or is it Randy? I can't remember. No, Randy is Judge Parker. I meant Sam.
Yeah, I guess it's Sam.
Is it Sam?
Yeah, it's totally Sam.
Okay.
Randy has like kind of like a.
Hunchback?
No, he's got like a different haircut.
Okay, right.
His hair is more straight.
Uh huh.
Straight up.
Straight up. That's how you know you can trust him to judge well and fairly. But anyway, I love that when that guy was like, you know, by the way, that person on the phone right now was Tom Hanks. Like, you know, you're really cool there, guy. Talking to Tom Hanks, you know, biggest star of the 1990s.
Yeah, no, he's not going to die. The good guys never die in this comic strip.
Well, he's not a good guy. He's a greedy businessman. No, wait, those are the good guys in this comic strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, okay, so you're just excited that some weather thing is going to happen. But
wait, let's make a bet on whether or not he dies.
Okay, how much? I think he's going to die.
Yeah, that's been established.
Okay, so I'm betting on that part, on that side. That's my bet.
Yeah, so
What's the stakes?
Yeah, what's the stakes?
The winner,
stakes.
The loser has to buy the winner a collection of Judge Parker comic strips.
Okay.
Do those exist?
Yeah. I'm sure they do. I agree.
Okay.
All right, shake on it.
Shake. That's the sound. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a vigorous shake.
God. Gross.
What?
I don't know. Yeah. I think Mark Trail is pretty ridiculous right now too.
I mean, it's been so long since he's like actually punched someone.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is so stupid. Like, I like what Josh said, you know, or maybe it was some commenter. It was like, now he's going to the cops with a soggy gum wrapper in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what could this possibly... He, like, took it from the crime scene. What an idiot. Whatever. Obviously, it's going to work out for him, you know.
Yeah.
Because these people are trying to kill him now, obviously.
Right. I mean, the people could just leave.
Right.
And
then... Yeah. Nothing bad would happen.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to die?
Mark?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. All right.
So, is there a B-man?
A B-man?
B-man.
Are you thinking of Bumblebee Man?
Is there, okay, we can do that.
That's from The Simpsons.
Oh, no.
Is
that guy just like...
He's a Mexican soap opera star.
Right.
Is there a B-man? There's Yellow Jacket.
Okay. What's that?
You know, Giant Man and Ant-Man?
Yeah.
So those are the same person, and also sometimes he's Yellow Jacket.
Okay.
He
yeah, I just think, like, you know, bees.
Yeah.
Bees are, like, scarier than bats or, like, spiders.
You think so? I think spiders are scarier than bees. Well,
I think it depends where you live.
Right, yeah. So, like, in Arizona, I think spiders are terrifying.
Yeah.
And if you live in, I don't know, like, the Amazon, I guess bees are scary. I don't know. When are bees scary? Are bees scary?
Bees are always scary.
Wait, really? I mean,
oh, man.
Maybe if you live in like elementary school.
But, they're like, dude, bees?
You know, they'll sting you, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think.
And you know what happens when they sting you? They die.
Yeah, they die.
It falls off and they die.
Yeah, okay. They've
lived their whole life up to this moment.
Uh-huh.
They're going to sacrifice everything that they've built.
Uh-huh.
Just to hurt you a little bit.
but then they're dead. I mean, it sounds like you won.
But what if there was like a swarm of bees? I mean, that's a lot worse than like a big flock of bats or something. Bats are not going to do anything.
Wait, actually, what is the term for more than one bat at once? Is it a flock?
No, I don't know.
Like a...
Maybe.
Like a coven?
Horde?
A horde? I don't know. But... I don't know. What if you were in a dark cave?
Then they would fly around you, and like maybe they would accidentally poop on you or you in the face or something, but probably not.
What if there were vampire bats?
Then,
what if there were vampire bees?
Yeah, bees? Like a swarm of bees could just like kill you right away.
What if you were allergic? But, I mean, has it really ever happened that like, I mean, sometimes a swarm of bees will chase you, but will all of them sting you?
I mean, I don't know.
Then they'd all be dead.
I just think it's scary.
All right, okay.
And like, what about Catwoman?
What about Catwoman?
Cats are like the furriest, like friendliest animals.
Okay, I mean, she's a little mischievous. That's kind of her thing.
What about, I don't know.
Yellow Jacket, you know, he's a good guy. He's not, although I guess he does beat his wife, but only once.
No, well, I'm not saying he's a bad guy.
Okay, but he's not scary.
You know, I'm saying, like, bees could strike fear in the hearts of criminals.
I don't know, I feel like a person dressing up as a bee is not gonna do it. Yellow Jacket doesn't really look much like a bee, also.
I mean, the same could be said for a person dressing up as a bat. I mean, like, if there was no Batman, and instead there was B-Man.
Well, he would be all bright and yellow, you know? It's not...
Well, what if he was dark and yellow?
like dark yellow?
Yeah.
He just looks dirty.
I guess bees come out during the daytime, so...
Yeah.
He would only do daytime crimes. Daytime crimes.
Exactly. That guy has a new movie.
Which guy?
You know, the time crimes guy. I mean, excuse me, the actor? Time crimes guy. No, the director.
What's it called?
It's called Extraterrestrial.
That movie already came out.
No, this is the longer version.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think it's as good as Time Crimes, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Time Crimes, or you haven't seen E.T.?
I've only seen like 3/4 of E.T. actually, and 0 of Extraterrestrial.
What about AI?
I saw that, I think like twice even, but not on purpose.
It was like, you tripped and fell into the movie theater.
I tripped into the Best Buy, and then, you know, to the DVD section, and then, you know, taking out my credit card at the register, and then home and into the DVD player and pressing play, and then onto the couch with a bowl of popcorn. But it wasn't that good. That's what I heard. Okay. It's just weird. Whatever. What's the point?
What's the point?
Right? Why even go outside? All you're going to do is get stung by a bee.
Well, on that note, have a good weekend, everyone.
The weather looks to be beautiful, so stay inside and don't run the AC.